Health officials say they are taking necessary precautions, but they do not expect an outbreak of SARS, sudden acute respiratory syndrome, to hit the United States. And despite a warning from the World Health Organization, they believe that Toronto, Canada, is a safe place to visit, but they say travelers to the Far East must take precautions. NPR's Eric Kneeler has the story.
As SARS continued to spread throughout China and Taiwan reported its first SARS death, health officials in the United States cautioned people not to overreact. Dr. Julie Gerberding, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, says that some prevention measures don't do any good.
Well, for example, wearing masks out on the street, that's just not the way to prevent spread of this illness. And yet people feel the need to do something, so they are inventing some measures that probably aren't really helping.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Gerberding said careful hand washing is a better idea. Worldwide, the SARS virus has killed nearly 300 people and infected more than 4,800. None of the 41 U.S. SARS-infected patients have died. In Beijing, officials have closed schools, cafes, and movie houses. On Sunday, Taiwan announced a 2-week ban on visitors from SARS-affected areas. It will also quarantine Taiwanese citizens returning from those nations for 10 days. Interviewed on BBC television, Gro Harlem Brundtland, director of the World Health Organization, said she supports the strict new policies.
We must take the precautionary measures now. It is now we have a chance to contain it, and you have to use public health tools to do so.
Earlier this week, the WHO warned travelers to stay away from Toronto, Canada. But Gerberding disagrees.
So the issue is not so much traveling to Canada, it's recognizing exposure and then not traveling if you've been exposed leaving the country.
But at this point, it's safe to travel to Toronto, in your view?
In my view, it is. I'm planning to go there next week.
Gerberding says that Canadian health officials are carefully monitoring two high-risk groups, travelers from Asia and healthcare workers. Some patients who contract SARS are being successfully treated for their symptoms. But Gerberding says a possible vaccine against SARS is at least a year away. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.